Now that I've talked to a few controllers since that was recorded years ago, I'm not sure that I believe that anymore. I don't think they get all that confused.
Well, you come to AirVenture and you learn things.
Yeah, that's true. And then there's ADS-B, right?
And then let's not go down that rabbit hole today.
So again, the stereo mics, stuck mic and wireless mic are here doing Squawk 1200 today. And earlier in the week, one of our other programs had a conversation with Rick Puri, who's the membership development director. Corey Puri, who's the membership development director for EAA. And at that point, we talked through some of the new and kind of exciting, really, membership benefits that are available to EAA members, but we didn't get through them all.
Yeah.
So there's some stuff to talk about, Corey, and thank you for coming back.
Yeah, it's been a really busy year. You know, we talked earlier in the week about Virtual Flight Academy, and they're out there in the Innovation Showcase tent, and if you can find an empty seat for 2 seconds over there, I'd be surprised. It's continuous. And this weekend, you know, earlier in the week, it was adults in their pilots trying it out to see what it's like and see if they can use it for pilot proficiency purposes. Now it's kids. You know, this is the weekend we get the drive crowd from the Midwest, and kids love this thing. It's great, and it's that's kind of what we were excited about, offering this for Young Eagles purposes. But now we're, you know, we want to transition a little bit, talk a bit about SolidWorks University. So all week, ending on Friday, we've had people over there at the Innovation Showcase tent learning how to use SolidWorks, and we've had some introductory courses that we call a quick start.
Let's reestablish what that is in case somebody didn't know.
Oh, yes. Yep. So SolidWorks is a CAD software. You can use it to design just about anything. But for us, we wanted it to be an aviation focus for using SolidWorks. We know that Cirrus, and we know that Zenith and Vans and a number of others, even RANS, is using SolidWorks to design aircraft in. And 3 years ago, we worked with Dassault Systems to offer it for free to our members, so they get the standard edition for free. It's not as robust as the full-blown version in terms of analytical tools, like you can do stress and flow testing at the part level, which is still great. You can't do it at the assembly level. It doesn't have all the fasteners built into it, but you can go find those on your own. But the core modeling software is there. It's a great software. We're getting lots of good feedback. A lot of our old crowd home builders who might have slipped away from us for a few years there because they were thinking that we were getting away from our roots of innovation, have come back to us, and they're saying this is the reason why they're coming back to us.
What if I don't know how to use CAD software?
Yeah, that's where SolidWorks University comes in. The program does have built-in tutorials that are text and images, which are great, but our members are like, I really want to design a panel. How do I go about doing that? So we've created five tutorials plus a quick start tutorial that teaches you how to use SolidWorks. And it's text and images and steps you through, and we've given you parts models and assemblies to use along the way. So
where can we find those tutorials?
Yeah, so we've already loaded them up to our website. So it's not just at Oshkosh that you can experience this. So you can go to eaa.org/SolidWorks, and there's an area where you can download the software, and there's a link there to go to the SolidWorks University tutorials.
That's fantastic. So now I also understand that there's some flying clubs that you guys are working on.
Yeah. So our communities team is working on continuously updating our manual to help people get started in with a flying club. As part of that, we wanted to develop some more benefits to go along with it. I've been working developing out some of the content within that manual related to flight scheduling software. And I reviewed three different products after talking to our members who are in flying clubs. What do they use? And we settled in on one that we worked with to get a discount for our members. So it's called Flight Circle. And EA was using another scheduling software, and now we're switching to this one because the power of this tool is fantastic. I can't believe the rates at it. I think it's like $10 per aircraft, and they don't charge you for flight instructors in there. It's built into it. So for EA and our four planes in our flying club, it costs us $40 a month to use the software. But it's actually, for the first year, it's 10% off. and they extended their demo from 1 month to 3 months, so you can demo it for 90 days. And it's just great. I mean, we're going to use it. We've got a truck out there that we have our fuel in. We're going to use it for doing those transactions. It can handle your currency, you know, making sure people are compliant. It can handle, you know, flight reviews, all of those things, and set limits based on what you can, based on what your endorsements and ratings are to keep people in the right aircraft they're supposed to be in.
Speaking of proficiency, what else is EAA doing with pilot proficiency?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So what we've done is we've got discounts on a couple electronic flight bags. We had one for iFlight Planner, and we just added AeroV. I got to say, I love 4Flight, but I switched to AeroV. No offense to 4Flight users out there. I think that 4Flight's a great product. But I switched to AeroV because they've got a vertical weather profile that helps me flight plan. And I've shared it with a lot of people, shown them the vertical weather profiles, and I've shown them other aspects of that product. And we've been switching a lot of people over that have been diehard 4Flight fans. Like I said, there's a lot of great electronic flight bags out there, and we're just trying to get our members discounts on a range of them.
So there's a discount on that for AeroV also?
Yep, so you can get 30% off. And their version that's comparable to the full-blown version of 4Flight sells for $70 normally, so you get 30% off of that.
And it's $70 a year?
Per year, yep.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah. Is it still iOS only?
What's that?
Is it iOS only?
That's correct. Okay. Yeah, that's the one limit. It is iOS only. So yeah. I've reached out to Garmin, and we're talking about potentially offering theirs for the Android crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Fantastic. Being a member of the Android crowd myself, that's kind of a sticking point for me.
Yeah. Garmin's got a great product for that. There's also another one that we've been looking at too. The name is slipping my. I think it's called Droid EFB. I talked to some guys over there at Sun and Fun, and they said they were willing to offer our members a discount, too. I want to play with it a little bit more, get used to it, see how it is, and make sure it's a good product. It looked good in the demos, but we got to give it some real-world trials first. So,
excellent. And what other discounts have you been working on for the members?
Two other things. We're working with Cloud Ahoy, which is a flight debriefing software. So you can take breadcrumb trails of GPS coordinates and import it in there, or it's got its own tracking tool that will help you, like say, let's say you want to work on your steep turns. This will capture the data, and it will tell you if you're slipping in your steep turns, and it will determine, you know, how well you did at maintaining the altitude. It does all of the all of the maneuvers that are part of the ACS for private pilot. So you should be able to do all of those, bring them in. It creates a virtual video of it. It's a really cool product. A number of our members are using it right now, especially CFIs. They use it for a tool after they get done taking somebody out.
What do you need for sensors on the airplane to measure the skidding and the everything?
Nothing. I mean, it takes GPS data and then information that you have on the aircraft.
Okay.
And it has a really complex algorithm that determines what, based on that data, what's happening.
And what's recording, where is it getting the GPS data from?
It can use your phone GPS, but I would recommend using, it can pull from, I think, Garmin, a number of different panels out there. I haven't looked through the list of those yet, but there was quite a bit of inputs you can use for it.
And external boxes as well,
yeah,
Stratus,
yeah.
Others.
Yeah.
That sounds like a great tool,
exactly,
to be able to critique yourself if you're out, you know, flying in before you're going for your check rides.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's a really, really great tool for that purpose. So, we're hoping to get that one wrapped up here. We're along the pilot proficiency theme, which is a big strategic initiative for EA this year. We're trying to get those kinds of programs in place so that people can evaluate their flying. So.
That's fantastic, especially, you know, if you can do it yourself and find out how well you're doing without, you know, having a flight instructor if you can't find one these days, because I hear they're in high demand.
Yep.
I can vouch for that.
Yes. what number of flight instructor are you on right now?
I think it's five, but only one in the current, rush to the goal line. I'm about to get to number two. Because number one's got to go back to college.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's tough.
So So, Corey, do you know how many members, how many EAA members there are?
Yeah, we're up over 210,000 right now.
Wow, that's a lot of people.
Yeah, it's grown quite a bit in the last few years.
So these benefits really can impact an awful lot of folks who are in and near aviation.
Yeah,
which is fascinating.
Yeah, and even outside of aviation, and then once we get them in, we make sure that we bring them into our culture. Like the SolidWorks benefit, for example. I mean, right now there are a lot of college professors encouraging their students to join EAA so that they can get that, because they can't get access to it without paying several thousand dollars the other way. So,
well, I mean, an individual membership is, what, $50 these days, I think?
$50 for a family, $40 for an individual.
Oh, so I mean, so if an individual wants that software, $40 instead of thousands of dollars, I mean,
yeah,
I'm pretty stupid, but that's pretty easy math.
It is, absolutely.
Well, and then you layer on the discounts that we're talking about and other things as well. It's it's really something.
Yeah.
How much value EAA seems to be able to deliver to its members. I'm very impressed.
Thank you.
Were you also getting some hotel discounts?
Yeah, so this has been a long time in the making. We've been trying to find something that could compete with, you know, the Travelocities and the Pricelines and that kind of stuff. And I've narrowed it down to two platforms that they tap into the wholesale market for discounts. And I've evaluated both of them, and they both do a really nice job against the Travelocities out there. And so what we're going to do, though, is we want some feedback from our members. So August through October, we're going to be putting this out there on our Barnstorming Deals page, which is accessible at eaa.org/deals. And so we'll have both of them up there side by side. Go out there, test them out, see which ones you like from a discount and from a range of hotel options that they provide, and sign up for one. Take the transaction all the way through. I mean, you know, it's we're running out of summer here, so take a vacation.
And where can they send the feedback to?
They can send, so what we're going to do is we're going to pull reports afterwards. The both providers have agreed to provide us with a report, and we're going to send out an email to everybody who did a transaction on one of the platforms and ask them what they thought of it.
That's great. So we've been talking with Corey Puri. I keep saying that wrong. Puri.
Yes.
Thank you. Who's the manager of membership development for EAA, about many of the member benefits and advantages to EAA membership. Thanks so much for coming in, Corey.
Thanks, guys.
You're listening to EAA Radio.